Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's listen to the Bible together and hear what God is saying to us today. Colossians chapter 4, verses 7 to 9. Tychicus will give you a full report about how I'm getting along. He's a beloved brother and faithful helper who serves me in the Lord's work. I'm also sending Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, one of your own people. You learn a lot about people through the way in which they speak about others. There are some who seem to moan about everyone they know, but I love the way in which Paul speaks so warmly of his friends and acquaintances. Tychicus was clearly somebody whom he trusted completely and who gave Paul wonderful support in his ministry. He's mentioned five times in the New Testament and always receives glowing praise from Paul. In his second letter to Timothy, we learn that the apostle sent Tychicus to take over from Timothy in Ephesus so that Timothy could be released to spend some more time with Paul before his death. It's vital that we have people in our lives whom we can trust completely. That's fundamental to the way in which the church, the body of Christ, works. Like Paul, we need to celebrate those who stand shoulder to shoulder with us. I thank God for a succession of trustworthy people who have been a blessing to me throughout my ministry. Some have had high-profile roles and their contribution has been clear for all to see, but many others have simply and quietly got on with the work that God has called them to do. I thank God for all of their input into my life. The family of God includes all kinds of people, and I'm so glad that Paul made reference to Onesimus. We get to know this man better in Paul's letter to Philemon. Onesimus was a slave, and it appears that something had occurred in his relationship with Philemon, his master, and so he'd run away to Rome. Wonderfully, Onesimus became a follower of Christ there, and Paul identifies him as a faithful and beloved brother. No doubt there were plenty of raised eyebrows from the Colossian Christians when they read that. They only knew that Onesimus had run away, and perhaps viewed him with some suspicion. But all of that changed when he became a Christian brother. As we serve God, we should thank him for those who have proved to be faithful and dependable over the years, but also remember that he's continually bringing new people into his family. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the gift of faithful brothers and sisters within your church. Help us always to be faithful and encouraging to them. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier, or you could hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a wonderful day.